This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
One and all, this is Peter Scoopin with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. You can check us out at 75radio.org. Now, we've been playing the same bumper music for 3 years and have Led Zeppelin's How Many More Times come on as our intro music with the introduction from one James Edwards. And to this day, I still get goosebumps listening to that song play. And one of these days, I'm just going to let it play. I'll still be here, but just be listening to the song. Anyways, moving right along. Walter, how are we doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing fine, and it's 4 years, bro.
4 years. Yep, we're going on 4 years. Wow, it seems like yesterday. I said, hey, well, I got an opportunity to for a co-host on the show. You want to do it? He's like, yep. I'm like, well, that's your fault. And you know what? What's funny is that, you know, it's like, once you come on to Libby News Radio as a guest or a correspondent or whatever, you don't leave. But, you know, just we keep growing and growing and growing. But, you know, it's fine by me. I mean, it's not a cult. I mean, we just love each other as family. And, you know, I just got a whole bunch of brothers, older brothers, younger brothers, whatever. We fight like brothers. We, and, you know, we're family. I'm glad to be here and don't look not looking to go anywhere anytime soon. But anyways, let's get down to brass tacks. As always, first order of business is remembering members of the law enforcement community murdered in line of duty. Tonight, remember Trooper Brandon Siska of the Pennsylvania State Police in Pennsylvania and the watch March 21st, 2022. Also, we remember Trooper Martin Francis Mack III of the Pennsylvania State Police, also killed in line of duty March 21st, 2022. Some drunk idiot was driving on the road and struck these two fine troopers where they died. The driver of the automobile was captured and is in custody. Also, you want to remember Police Officer Dan Rocha of the Everett, Washington Police Department, end of watch March 25th, 2022. His killer is in custody and breathing. Also, we want to say a special shout out to Little Billy Keebler and the men and the woman from the Onondaga, New York Fire Department. Be safe out there, gentlemen and Linda. Next, we want to go to the Biden crime family. This week, the New York Times finally came out and said, yes, the Hunter Biden laptop story is true. There's stuff on it, and that's that. But the New York Post, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, and 7-5 Radio has been telling you for a year and a half now that it's true. The story's out there. But anyways, just imagine if the laptop belonged to a Trump. All hell would break loose. The media would be talking about 24/7. There'd be inquiries. Trump would be impeached again. But no, you have Hunter Biden, who's a crackhead, doing stuff out there. He's you know, getting 3.5 million. Go ahead, Walt.
I didn't say nothing.
Oh, I guess that's you belching in the background. But anyways. The wife of the former mayor of Moscow gives Hunter $3.5 million. A Chinese group invested with Hunter's outfit for $1.5 billion. There's issues with Burisma, who's an energy company in Ukraine. And what's just funny is that now Ukraine is under attack and gas is $4 a gallon and climbing. Also, there's issues with alleged prostitutes, lying to authorities considering losing a firearm, impersonating law enforcement using your his brother's badge when he's a district attorney in Delaware. Also, issues with possible child abuse, and I don't want to get into. Let's just say what he's allegedly been involved with is just absolutely disgusting, and it should be looked at. But anyways, the FBI is not going to go after the Biden crime family. Even though Hunter in his email says, you know, 10% gets kicked up to the big guy, and as we speak, the big guy is in Ukraine. But instead, the Federal Bureau of Investigation goes after people like James O'Keefe and Project Veritas. Also, they go after violent criminals such as President Donald Trump, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, and Roger Stone, because they are seeking retribution. They're not seeking to do justice. They're not seeking to arrest people for crimes against the United States Code. They're just intimidating people. The FBI was spying on Donald Trump with fake FISA warrants. The FBI raided Rudy Giuliani's house at the crack of dawn. Rudy said, well, here's the hard drive to Hunter's computer. You want it? They said, no, thank you. The FBI did pre-dawn raids on James O'Keefe and the wonderful people over at Project Veritas. And they also went after Roger Stone in a pre-dawn raid in Florida, even though Roger Stone's in his 70s and probably about 5 foot tall, soaking wet. So, anyways, I wrote a on the website. I wrote a open letter to Project Veritas saying, "Don't go after, don't talk smack about the FBI because they go after criminals such as yourself, Rudy Giuliani, Donald Trump, and Roger Stone." Anyway, speaking of the Biden crime family, it seems like everything that Joe Biden touches turns to crap. Gas is $4 a gallon. Our shelves are empty. Prices are going through the roof. Inflation is really high. Our Democrat-run cities are just turned into a Mogadishu. And meanwhile, our foreign policy is also a mess. He's over in Poland doing God knows what, getting our troops ready for a war that we shouldn't be fighting. Well, what say you about the Biden crime family and the FBI going after civilians?
Well, you know, going after the civilians, you know, the left has been after most of the United States to either move out or die. Now, I've come up with a little scenario, and I thought about this, but, you know, this is what I get for thinking. AIDS came about in the early 80s, started popping up 81 or 2 or 3. Who was in the White House? Ronald Reagan. Okay, you know, senior citizen that the left did not like at all. Okay, I mean, what did he won? What, 48 states, 49 states? All right, we'll come back to it.
Yeah, we'll come back. We're talking about continue talking about the FBI, Supreme Court Justice nominee, Conservative Inc. dropping the ball on social issues, and the Oscars are coming up. Stay tuned, everybody. Check us out, SettingFireRadio.org. Take a minute, boys.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. freedomfactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. We're talking about the FBI and the Biden crime family. And before our wonderful sponsors came and gave us a little bit of money, Walter was talking about AIDS and President Reagan. Go ahead, Walt.
Yeah, when the AIDS epidemic started in the early 80s, and the left didn't like Ronald Reagan. So, you know, these are conspiracy. I'm not a conspiracist per se, but look at it. You know, Jimmy Carter wasn't a good president. Great humanitarian, but an awful president. And it was a black eye in the Democratic Party when this senior citizen actor, you know, took over, and you know, he did a hell of a job, you know, considering he got shot, you know, and he had colon cancer and heart issues and stuff, but the man did what he had to do, except he had to deal with this AIDS thing. So Dr. Fauci came out and started telling us about AIDS, which of course in the beginning of the AIDS crisis he was wrong. So you move forward, and that didn't work on killing most of the human population off. So now here we are with COVID, and who is the president? Okay, it's Donald Trump. They did not want Donald Trump to have a second term, at least not in a row. So they come up with this COVID. And what happened? Okay, it was blown out of proportion by who? Dr. Fauci. All right. Now, I look at it this way. With these two epidemics that we've had in one lifetime, okay, one lifetime, it didn't kill enough people for the liking to the left. And what I'm saying is, to wrap it up, is now we have a food, an alleged food shortage supply because of the supply line. And, of course, he blames Russia. Now, who's back in the picture? Dr. Fauci. So it's like a conspiracy on the left trying to get rid of, you know, people in general, so we have a smaller population. Why? I don't know why I thought of something stupid like that. But the Biden crime family, you know, like you were talking about, the wife and the daughter were killed in a car accident many years ago. He marries the babysitter. The kids grow. The rest of the family grows up. You got Beau Biden dies from cancer. Unfortunately, you know, that is horrible in itself. The brother, the crackhead, is messing around with the wife and a stripper and with a dirty laptop. The dirty laptop comes to light, like you said, 18 months ago, right before the election. And I think most of the left were convinced that it was not true, what was on that laptop.
Right. They blame Russia.
Right. And again, it was another ploy by the left to downplay this horrible information that was on that laptop by Hunter. And now it's come to light where, boom, it's all true. Again, just like it was true that the Russia collusion was made up. If there was Russian collusion, we wouldn't, you know, there wouldn't be a war over there right now. I just don't see how people cannot see what's right in front of them as far as the left is concerned, you know, looking at themselves. They don't want to admit it. Of course, nobody wants to admit that they've done wrong or they're not informed or they just don't know enough. But they shoot their mouths off, and this is what you get. Gas is, well, down here in Tennessee, it was $4.39 a gallon. It's gone down about 35 cents. It's like $4.05, $3.99, $3.97 right now. But that's no thanks to Joe Biden. That's no thanks to Joe Biden. You know, less than 2 years ago, well, 2 years ago, it was $1.14 a gallon down here in Tennessee. So it's, you know, more than three times what it was when Mr. Trump was in office. So we're depending on who? Who are we depending on oil for now? Even that's a secret. You hear this, you hear that, you hear, you know, Russia, you hear, you know, the Saudis. You know, we're getting oil from everybody but us. And this has to do with what? Joe Biden. Joe Biden. Now, do you think that Joe Biden would have been elected in 2016 if Hillary didn't run? I don't know.
No.
I don't think so. Usually a president, you know, a vice president that runs for high office and doesn't win, doesn't come back 4 years later. So the Biden crime family is just that. They are in control. You know, it's Don Joe. That's it. That's him. Don Joe Biden. And he sucks at it. He sucks at it. Joe Biden can rob a bank in front of everybody. And Nancy Pelosi will come out and say the next day, we didn't see anything. That's not true. And the left would believe it. You have pictures when you go to court, and they have video either for you or against you, okay? And that weighs heavily on a conviction or an acquittal. You got Hunter Biden's laptop, now public, known to be true, with all this monstrous information on it that would ruin the Biden legacy, as he calls it. But they're not doing anything with it. And why not? Why not? He's been in politics for 50 years. He's got to have dirt on somebody. You have a guy that 20 years ago, 30 years ago, was saying he didn't want his kids going to the school in the jungle. And he used the N-word. And I'm going to say it because nobody has a problem with Joe Biden saying it. That's what he called our African-Americans of the current day, niggers. Right there. Yep. And it's disgusting. It's disgusting. So, you know, he's not the brightest bulb in the drawer. As a matter of fact, his bulb has been burnt out for quite some time. And Hunter remains lit. And I don't mean a lit bulb. He's just lit. Well, that's what we used to say in the 80s. When somebody was stoned all the time. He's just lit. So I just, and Jill Biden is speaking for, so it's like having a female mafia boss, you know, like on The Sopranos, that chick from Italy on The Sopranos. Oh, I never thought about working, you know, with a female boss. Well, that's what we got with Jill. Jill does more talking than Joe does. She bails him out, you know, more times than a bail bondsman would bail out Charlie Manson. So it's just unbelievable how, and you know how long the real mafia, you know, the Italian mafia, the Russian mafia, the Polish mafia, the Irish mafia, MS-19, the Mexican mafia, you know how long they've been in business. Okay, once in a while, they'll make a bust. And that's what's been happening with this White House. Once in a while, they make a bust. That's it. That's it. Until somebody like Giuliani back in the late 80s comes around and starts putting the screws to it. So who is going to do that against the president of the United States? You know, no matter who it is, whether it's this clown or it was Jimmy Carter or Bubba Bill Clinton, getting the oral sex in the Oval Office. I mean, come on, people. I'm not saying that the Republican presidents, you know, don't have big connections and such. I mean, look, you know, George H. and George W. They had connections going back into the mid 1800s when their I guess it was cousin 10 times removed with Millard Fillmore was president. So, you know, they got a history. Same thing with the Kennedys. When the both of them were screwing around with Marilyn Monroe and any starlet that came by. You know, the connections go back to the rum-running days with his father. So, you know, it's not, you know, what you know, it's who you know. Joe Biden's a puppet. He's a puppet. He wants to say certain stuff, but somebody else writes his speeches, and I don't think he sees it until he gets on, in front of the teleprompter. And even then, he can't get it right. So we just have this hierarchy, and they're public servants. You know, they freaking work for us. I don't know why everything is so screwed up. We should tell them what to do.
Right. And I know we're coming right back. Stay tuned, everybody. 75radio.org.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden in a speech Saturday called Russian President Vladimir Putin a dictator who cannot remain in power. Biden delivered the speech from Warsaw to close his trip to Europe. He pledged America's full support of NATO.
We have a sacred obligation under Article 5 to defend each and every inch of NATO territory with the full force of our collective power.
Biden also says the U.S. will continue to provide weapons and equipment to Ukrainian forces while accepting refugees and support them once they arrive to American soil. A Florida state agency is investigating what caused the 14-year-old boy to fall to his death from an amusement ride late Thursday. 14-year-old Tyree Sampson fell to his death on the Orlando Freefall at Icon Park. The ride had only been in operation for a few months, passing inspection in December. The Florida Agriculture and Consumer Services Department is investigating. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
North Korea has not lost America's attention. The United States calling for tougher sanctions after Pyongyang test-fired its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile to date. Kim Jong-un vowed to expand his country's, quote, nuclear war deterrent while preparing for what it called a long-standing confrontation with the United States. At a U.N. Security Council meeting Friday, Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said the U.S. would propose a resolution to update and strengthen sanctions. Members of Canada's indigenous population and the Vatican are set to meet next week. The Assembly of First Nations is expecting a public apology from the Vatican after last year's discovery in British Columbia of about 200 unmarked and previously undocumented graves of children at what was once Canada's largest indigenous residential school. It was one of several similar sites in the country. More than 150,000 Indigenous children were forced to attend government-funded Christian schools through the 1970s. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
We are back. Still talking about the Biden crime family. He goes from one catastrophe to another. Real quick before we move to our next subject, Project Veritas, they received Ashley Biden's diary through some source. Project Veritas could not verify it was the real thing, number one. Number two, they determined if it was a real thing, it's just too much of a private issue, and they were not going to run with the story, and they wanted to simply return it to its rightful owner. So anyways, Veritas contacted the authorities, said, "We have this, it's not ours, we're going to return it," and then here comes the FBI. Way to go, Joe. Anyways, next masterpiece of this current administration is Supreme Court Justice nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. Here's another unqualified quota queen who's going to the Supreme Court. You know, personally, I don't think she's qualified. The simple fact that she looks race as an issue for everything. She supports critical race theory. And she... sentencing guidelines when somebody mails some child pornography, among other things. Thing before I want to talk about the questioning. It's really interesting. Well, what say you about Ketanji Brown Jackson?
Well, I think she's non-binary because she doesn't know what a woman is. She can't describe woman or define, you know, what the definition of a woman is. So maybe she might be one of those. She might be a secret weapon for the left to get a non-binary person up on into the Supreme Court. She doesn't seem very smart, even though we know she's going to get in. She's going to be made justice. She's going to be made a SCOTUS. That's without doubt. But the points that the Senate raises is, especially Ted Cruz. Okay, now Ted Cruz has come a long way in being a senator of Texas, even since the 2016 election, which I thought it was a real dope because he couldn't handle himself up on the podium with 12 other candidates. I don't think he did very well in those debates at all. But as far as I think he's got his feet down on the ground now. And this isn't the first time he's grilled intensively to anybody that appears before the Senate panel since the 2016 election. And the questions that he poses, not only him, but John Kennedy, you know, who's from Louisiana. John Kennedy, the same thing. You know, the man has a good voice. He has a good tone. You don't know if he's yelling at you or he's sweet talking you, as far as I could tell. And Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, she's doing a terrific job there also. As, you know, a bunch of the other senators. You know, they bring up the pornography thing. They bring up, you know, define a woman, and she stutters and stumbles and falls. And, you know, then you get a Democratic senator, and I can't remember his name or where he was from.
Cory Booker.
No. Somebody else. Just praise her up and down for the work that she's done in the community, you know, as a judge and such, and, you know, for like 4 or 5 minutes straight, that's all he did was kiss her ass. So, I mean, you go from Ted Cruz, you know, tearing her a new one, then you go to this other senator, and I wish I could remember his name, and I probably should have wrote it down. he closed the wound with his lipstick is what he did. He closed the rip on her butthole, on her butt, that Cruz gave her with his lipstick, because he kissed her ass so much. He stopped the bleeding. And it was horrible. It was horrible. It was like he was pissing out an award. And she was so phony gracious in her thank you. Well, thank you, Senator. That was very kind of you. Well, hell, he, when you go in front of a panel as a SCOTUS candidate, the Senate is not supposed to. Well, I don't think they are. I don't think they're supposed to, kiss your ass. They're supposed to ask you questions, other than what her birthday is, because she knows the answer to that. But then again, if Ted Cruz asked her what her birthday was, she would come up with something not to answer the question. So it's just unbelievable that this person, she's such a numbskull. I'm not saying that, the last SCOTUS that got into the Supreme Court is, a brainiac by any means. It's just a mistake where one man, even, Donald Trump's picks, or Ronald Reagan or Obama, when he picked Sotomayor, it shouldn't be up to them. It should not be up to just one person. Of course, it's the highest court in the land. The system is not working the way it should. There's too many people making too many decisions for us, and violating our constitutional rights as citizens. It's we the people, not you the politicians. It starts with we the people. And the Declaration doesn't start with us the politicians, all politicians. So, and it trickles down. And unbelievably, what's seen on TV now or social media, it trickles down to local government, small government, in little municipalities and little towns. All of a sudden, a lot of these people that are in public servant positions, they don't like us anymore. They don't like it. They don't like us. And it's showing up. And, there's a lot of people out there that are working for us that are telling you went to, shower, shave, and crap. So it's just getting to the point where we got idiots serving in government, big and small. And what it's doing is ruining the reputations of the people who really want to be a civil servant and take care of citizens. That's what it's doing. It's just unbelievable. Like I said, it's not us, the politicians. It starts with we, the people. So, right. I'm pro-government. Don't get me wrong, people. I'm pro-government. I love my country. I don't like what it's doing now. And I have a right to not like it. I'm just as adamant about when Donald Trump made a mistake in my mind, when he pardoned Bernie Kerik, the former police commissioner that served 4 years in jail for tax evasion. I didn't like it because that was Rudy Giuliani's buddy during 9/11. He was the police commissioner during 9/11. So, and I didn't like that. And I sounded off on both Twitter and Facebook. I just didn't like it. I don't think it was the right thing to do. So I guess that's my Andy Rooney for the day.
Right. Well said.
I hope it made sense.
Yes, it did. But anyways, real quick, before we go to the next break, in terms of Ms. Jackson, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker spent about 19 minutes kissing her ass. And I'm watching this, and he's almost in tears. He's talking about the Irish, the Chinese, the blacks, and what's her name, Harriet Tubman. Then she's talking about the what the LGBT community had put up with. And I'm watching this guy. I'm thinking, this guy, he's got some sugar in the tank, if you know what I mean. A couple years ago, we had J.B. Gunner on, and he said that when Booker was running for president, he was the suckiest candidate out there next to Kamala Harris. But I tend to agree with Mr. Gunner. He was really, really laying on thick. But anyways, we come back. Talk about the Oscars, the Final Four, and also Conservative Inc. Drops the social social class and the culture war. They lose the culture war. Anyway, stay tuned, everybody.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
We're back. Again, this is the fastest hour in talk radio, and we're already at the segment.
Scoop.
Yeah.
Scoop, before we go, I need about 60 seconds on this Brittany Griner from the WNBA basketball chick that's in a Russian jail.
Go ahead.
She's made her plea the consulate, and Russia has finally granted, consul officials to speak with her, and she wants the United States government to help her out. Not only has she committed what we call a felony in the United States, whatever they call it in Russia, probably a death sentence. With the heroin oil, whatever it was. She's pleading to a government of a place where she's made millions of dollars and she's free to do whatever she wants. But she's one of the BLM activists in the WNBA who demanded that the national anthem not be played before any games that she plays in. That includes, you know, we either at home or off her home court and when they go traveling. And that's what she wants now. She wants the consulate to bail her out and make nice with Russia so she can get out of jail. So I wrote a tweet to her, not a tweet, a Facebook message to her today. I says, "What, you don't like popcorn water three times a day?" So I just had to get that in there, that she's asking the government that she turned her back on. So, all right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's a very good point. You know, these people, you know, they dump all over the United States and what it stands for and the flag. And but what, you know, once they go outside of the U.S. to see what it's really like, then they're like, oh, boy. That's why, and you notice, like, when these celebrities, if so-and-so wins the presidency, Donald Trump, the Bush, Reagan, whatever, they say, if they win the presidency, I'm moving to Canada. They never say, I'm moving to Mexico, where they have nice weather. They're going to Canada, where the weather stinks. But anyways, moving right along, tomorrow, Sunday, is the Oscar Awards for the movies. You're going to have three female hostesses. The first female hostess is a B-list actor who is confused always with actress Regina King. You also have a unfunny, angry lesbian comedian. And you also have a unfunny comedian that always talks about her sexual exploits. And they're going to complain that the Oscars are so white, not enough males, need more diversity in Hollywood. And look for another crap show and look for low ratings. Also, NCAA tournament's going on, the Final Four, the March Madness. I could care less. I am done with sports. You know what? We used to say, you know, I say we used to watch sports, follow sports, get away from all. Now we just get away from sports. So I don't care who wins, who loses. I have no money, no dog in the fight. Key Business College, again, did not make the tournament this year. And then finally, Conservative Incorporated gave up on the culture war because some so-called conservative YouTuber named David Rubin and his husband adopted not one but two babies. Now, I really don't care what private people do in their private lives, but anyways, YouTuber Mark Dice came up with probably his most brilliant clip on this mess. Dice points out that kids are naturally attached to the parent and mothers. In the 1994 movie The Crow, the main character played by Brandon Lee told the mother shooting up heroin that mother is the name for God on the lips and hearts of all children. Now, when I first saw the scene really gave me chills because not only is it so true, but the movie actually mentioned God. But anyways, children being raised by Reuben and his husband will not know a mother. Mark Dice also points out that Conservative Incorporated, including Prager University and Glenn Beck's The Blaze, were congratulating Reuben and his husband for more or less renting out a woman's womb to bear children. But anyways, Conservative Inc. was all over Pete Buttigieg for doing the exact same thing. As Secretary of Transportation, they're more or less mad that he took, but they weren't mad because Buttigieg and his other significant other, who's also a man, adopted kids. They were upset that he took time off to raise the kids. Not saying, hey, two guys raising babies is just not normal, but that's Conservative Inc. This is the same Conservative Incorporated that interviewed Bruce Jenner when he wanted to run for governor of California as Caitlyn Jenner. Sean Hannity spoke to Jenner as like he was a regular politician, a regular contributor, like Newt Gingrich. But what's funny is that Jenner was world famous as a man for at least half a century. And then when he's old enough to collect Social Security, he wants to become a chick. Anyone can run for California governor. But that's why I say Conservative Incorporated has abandoned family values. Man, wife, having children, making children the old-fashioned way. Today, Conservative Incorporated says nothing about gay marriage, gay adoption, trannies. And they should be ashamed of themselves. But, you know, personally, I'm a sexual libertarian. What you do and who you do it with is your business and your business alone. Should not be my business. Should not be the government's business. Anyways, the reason why I say that, because, you know, my business would just make most of you blush and run for the hills, especially if you're like Larry Flint. But anyways, conservatives have given up the culture war on everything, and it's like the same old, it's two heads of the same monster. You know, now it's like who's gonna spend more money or who's gonna spend more less money. I mean, it's like the Democrats, they want to spend money we don't have, and Republicans want to wait later to spend your money. Well, what say you about Conservative Incorporated giving up on the culture war?
Ah, man, there's not much I could add to what you just said about it. You know, my opinion is just going to mirror yours. I like everything that you said. There was good commentary. That was a good commentary you did on that.
Thank you. All right, last couple minutes left. You know, we got plans coming up this summer, this later in the year. I'm working on another project. If it goes through as I hope it goes through, I'll keep you informed. Hopefully this year, Walt and I will actually get to do a show together. I'm going through some personal stuff along the way, and well, we'll just leave it at that. But anyways, hopefully I get the home studio up and running. I'm working on that and working on a whole bunch of other things. You know, it's 2022. I'm in D.C. And so, of course, there's always something happening. And unfortunately, it's never for the good. When's the last time I've reported from D.C. that something good is happening other than the trucker protest from 2 years ago on Constitution Avenue? But anyways, well, as time comes along, we'll handle it as always. Walt, you got anything for the last couple of minutes? Any shout outs? Any news for you?
A whole lot of nothing. I'm still recovering from my pneumonia from last month. I had it bad. Man, I could feel it when I try to breathe heavy. Sometimes I got a hitch in it because of the soreness that they're in my bronchial tubes. And I'm suspecting that I probably had the COVID bug probably way before I got sick. With flu season and all that other nonsense, you know, in the middle of January and such, that's when I started to feel awful. And then it just got, you know, headache pounding, you know, chest gurgling, bad. So, I from experiencing it, because I was diagnosed with COVID-19, you know, in the hospital, but the experience that I had, I don't know why so many died. So I'm looking at a kind of a negligence thing, you know, not by our medical people, the information that was given. And of course you had King Cuomo, you know, putting senior citizens back into the nursing homes and retirement community homes, you know, whether they had COVID or not, to get them out of the hospitals because other people needed the ventilators. I was probably really, really close to needing to be put on a ventilator. But what my doctor has told me that, you know, I take pretty good care of myself. I go to the gym, you know, I walk a lot, or I used to walk a lot. You know, I was going to the gym and I was eating good, eating well. That probably helped me. And quitting smoking on February 14th, 1994, probably helped me out a lot too. So, because breathing was just hard, my lungs were full of fluid. you just hear them gurgling, you know, when I would suck in and blow out. So, but that's me. I'm doing better now. I'm going to start back in the gym on Monday.
Outstanding. But anyways, while we finish another show, folks, check us out. We are at 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org. For Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoop Stan. Remind you, you can make a difference. So go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.